I'm relieved to let you know that Dale Shilley
has been located. Is he in a bunker?
He's not in a bunker. He's not hanging out with Lutz. I mean, no offense, that sounded terrible. We weren't sure in all the chaos, Dale, where you were. The St. Louis City SC academic director and broadcaster. How are you, Dale?
I am good. I was on the training field, so sorry about that. If I finished the shooting exercise early, I would have been thrown off the field by the players. So
exactly. So do you go out there and do the training yourself, Dale, or do you just have to examine them to see if they're doing it right?
Well, no. Today, or now in the morning, I work with the City 2 team. So we're out with the 2 team today, and I think the team's on a 14-game unbeaten streak. So we've got a game in Houston on Sunday night with the 2 team. The first team plays Houston up here on Saturday night.
Excellent. Wow. Excellent. Well, we mentioned, let's get into it, I guess, Lutz at the beginning of the segment. Obviously, no longer with the team. I guess not a total surprise whenever a franchise is struggling or a team's struggling. Somebody's got to go. They make some changes. Were you surprised with the timing at all, with it being after that window where transfers and trades are being made?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two ways to look at it. Could it have been done before the window when you're identifying players to come in? Could it have been done after the window when you're trying to make decisions on the players that are here and what their fortunes are for next year? So, you know, the timing doesn't surprise me. I think those are if there is a good time, those are the two times that I think are probably the most advantageous. I mean, I think it's just a matter of ownership and leadership in the club, just looking at what they're wanting to achieve over the next 3 to 5 years and then making those moves that, as you guys know, are made, you know, regularly in the sports world. It's what happens. It's the way that it works.
Yeah, no, it really does. When Craig Berube was fired from the St. Louis Blues, you know, someone goes, well, you can't fire the team, so you got to fire somebody. I mean, it's just the way it goes. And of course, people know that with business, but I think one person in particular is probably on the minds of fans. And that is Roman Berkey, because it was Pfannenstiel who brought Berkey to City, and Pfannenstiel was a goalkeeper himself. And Berkey's contract is up at the end of this season. So what do you think about Roman Berkey's future?
Well, I mean, I think at the end of the day, Roman has developed relationships inside the organization as well. He is a pro, and he's a pro's pro. He understands the business part of this whole thing and the relationship side and what organizations have to go through in order to get to where they're trying to get to. At the end of the day, I think Roman wants to win games and wants to compete for trophies. And I think his eye will be towards how is the club going to shape itself up to help win, win games and be in the playoffs and be a regular contender.
Dale, I want to switch it up on you because a year from now, we'll be just finished up with the World Cup here in the United States. Hey, are there any St. Louis kids going to wind up being on the national team potentially that we may be able to see play for the Americans?
Yeah, I mean, the two guys that are that have the closest shot, I would say, would be Tim Ream and Josh Sargent. Tim getting up there a little bit in years, but he has been competing and has been playing with the national team. Josh has been in and out of pools and discussed and looked at, and it's really a matter of what his form is like when they go to select that team. But I would think both of them will have legitimate opportunities when they, start bringing guys in and starting to really take a hard look at the roster when they start doing camps.
So if one was planning ahead right now and you wanted to go see a World Cup game, of course, none of them are going to be in St. Louis. There'll be some in Kansas City, Dallas, Miami, all the big cities. What are the probabilities that you can find tickets still?
You know what? I don't know, but I better get on it because you raised a good question. I think you could still find tickets. Certainly there's games that aren't headliner teams that you could find tickets for. I remember, now this is in 1994, I was living in New Orleans at the time, and my wife and I made a trip over to to Orlando to catch Holland and Morocco, which was a great game to see. And then we were able to find tickets for the Holland versus Ireland game, which I think was a quarterfinal, or not a quarterfinal, but a round of 16. So those are the tickets are out there, especially in some of the stadiums that they're in. They're, you know, you got 55, 60, 65,000 people and that seating capacity in some of these stadiums. So I'm sure you'd have to look soon, but I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah, Dale, I was 10 years old when the World Cup was in Chicago, and we got to go. And we went to a game at the old Soldier Field. And it's, you know, when you're 10, you're old enough to remember it, but I wasn't old enough to realize, like, I would probably never be able to go to a World Cup game again, you know, just how rare it was. And I can tell you what stood out to me, even more than the game itself, and that was all of the fans, especially from like Latin America, like Central America, South America, and the flags and the face painting. And I don't know if I would call it a costume, or I mean, I guess they were costumes, just like so beautiful. I think people spent thousands of dollars on their getups and seeing them walk around the streets of Chicago. And I remember thinking, this is so cool, and we don't have fandom like this. Like, this is insane.
Yeah. The songs, the chants, the nationalism, the pride. It's unique. I remember in the, I think it was a quarterfinal game that my wife and I went to in Dallas, was Holland versus Germany. I was a Holland fan.
I was going to say, why have you seen Holland all the time?
Yeah, exactly.
Like orange.
But we were in our orange, and we sat amongst the Brazilian fans. They were all in their yellow.
I would have been, too. I'd have been with the Brazilians.
Well, I thought...
Don't worry about it, Dale.
They were going to kick us out.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, yeah, especially when Holland scored, and Bill and I were jumping up and down.
Yeah,
and,
Yeah,
not a wise move. I was a rookie at World Cups, that's for sure.
Can we find you then? Will you be at Amsterdam Tavern, like when when the Netherlands play?
I may. I don't know. I won't find a seat because there'll be others there for
I've
sure.
I've never seen so much orange in my life as when we went to, I don't know what game it was, or a final at Amsterdam Tavern. They had tents outside.
Oh, yeah.
People were outside because there were just hundreds
soccer
of people in bright
are
orange.
Special. I mean, this is not unique to Amsterdam. You go to these soccer bars all over the country, they'll stand in pouring rain to watch games go 0-0. They're quite fans.
Oh my gosh, and the songs that they sing in England, like a lot of them are personal and like go back to World War II. It's insane.
And I think the more passionate about your team you are, the more consumption of beverages you must do.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the cities will have, you know, not just watch parties, but they'll have sections of the city shut off with big screens. And, you know, I know in Kansas City, they have the district where people will watch the games on the big screen. Other cities will have the same. That's a pretty normal practice now around the world for the World Cup.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And, well, looking forward to the game on Saturday as City SC hosts the Houston Dynamo at 7:30 p.m. Dale, thank you as always for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Dale Schilly, St. Louis City SC Academy Director. You can hear him on Y98. Fresh off the pitch, he was, I guess, doing some shooting drills.